Today, I'm going to show you some of the annoying scam texts that I've been getting lately, the same kind that you've probably been getting. And then I'll reveal who's behind them and maybe even teach them a lesson for trying to steal from all of us. Now, these scams might look ridiculous on the surface, but they're no joke. Real people end up tangled in them, committing crimes like money laundering without even realizing it. The first text comes from an unknown number saying, "I already gave you the opportunity to solve this. I called you. I sent you text messages. You leave me no choice but to give the information to my hitmen. You have 30 minutes to respond since my hitmen will go personally and your family will suffer the consequences. Just tell me, how do you want to solve this problem? By hook or by crook? Tell me how we solve it." Holy crap, what did I ever do to this guy? Probably nothing, but these messages get sent out by the thousands, and people are sometimes terrorized with gruesome photos from Mexican cartels to extort money out of them. And some of them are a little more terrifying than others.
"Listen, we're in the car. We're just waiting for the investigation team to give us the information of your address so we can end this in peace."
"You got me."
So they usually target people using dating apps or escort sites, but somehow this ended up in my texts. So I responded with, "What?" He said, "How do you want to solve this problem? By phone or in person with my men?" And I said, "What problem?" He said, "The problem of the girl of the lost time of the money you owe me for just playing with the girl's time. I'm giving you the opportunity to solve this problem now by phone." And I play along and I say, "Okay, okay." He says, "How will we solve it? Do you have to pay by phone, and what application do you have to transfer them to me?" I asked, "How much?" He said, $3,000. And then he goes on to say that he wants me to pay through Zelle or with a gift card, which are methods that scammers use to funnel money. But a real criminal would prefer a more anonymous method. So I asked, "What about Bitcoin?" He said, "Yes, Bitcoin. You can send me the $3,000 in Bitcoin." And here's where we can get him. He's going to expect me to walk into a gas station and find a Bitcoin machine. But instead of using any old Bitcoin machine, I'm going to use a fake Bitcoin machine. One that my friend Bud Buffy Scambaits built. He's brilliant. Go subscribe to his channel. But with this fake machine, I can create a fake transfer and then create a fake receipt that gives instructions on how the receiver is to collect his money. And if he were to follow it, the experience would go something like this. He would go to the site, enter his wallet and confirmation code, and then he'd be asked to verify his identity. And if he's greedy enough, it's likely that he'll throw common sense out the window and open up his camera, letting me see who's actually behind the curtain. So I create a fake text message of a payment confirmation and I send it to myself, along with the instructions on how to redeem the Bitcoin. I touch it up and then I pass it over to him in hopes that he will follow the instructions. He says, "How long will it take to get to my account?" the cashier said. And I said, "He said you just need to confirm it on your end. Go to that link and enter your wallet and confirmation code." He says, "One moment, but I'm not seeing any activity," which means he's probably suspicious. So I try my luck calling him to explain, but it just goes to voicemail.
"Hola. You've reached the private executive line of horny and slutty Ricardo Mendez, or as my friends at the embassy call me, El Powerbottom."
What in the world is this guy up to?
"If you're calling about me being your sexy slave, bitch, please leave the name of your favorite fruit for identity purposes. Claro."
Okay, that was weird, but eventually he calls me back.
"Sir, what happened?
Did you get the money? I sent it to you."
No. "Send me a feature now."
"You need to go to that website to confirm your wallet."
"Man, you fucking idiot."
"I sent it to you."
And I think that he's probably not going to fall for my little trick. But as time goes by, he must have gotten desperate and greedy because he ends up visiting the site. And since his IP address is exposed, I can see that he's in the Dominican Republic. And I think he's caught off guard when the camera pops up, but it's too late.
"Hola acá, maricón, ten cuidado.
Oiga, eso no, eso de verdad es."
So, not realizing what's just happened, he says, "Call the customer and cancel the shipment." But I say, "Maybe I should send my henchman over to pay you a visit. How about that?" And then I post a picture with his exact GPS coordinates. But he didn't respond after that. Not so tough anymore, are you, Mr. Powerbottom? Alright, that was fun, so let's do it again. The next scammer comes to us from the Wisconsin Lottery Players Club. It says, "Hello, we're the Gilbert, Wisconsin couple Tammy and Cliff Webster, who won the Powerball lottery of $473 million on 123. We are donating $950,000 each to 10 random individuals. If you get this message, congrats. Text Managing Director Agent Mr. Bruce with your full name and claim code for extra details to receive the cash prize." Heck yes, so I texted Mr. Bruce with the code. He wrote back and he said, "Congratulations, fill out required details." So I just made up some details, and then he said congratulations and gave me a bunch of numbers. And he said, kindly keep this information safe and confidential, as it would be requested from you at the point of delivery by the agent bringing your winnings. Oops, I guess I shouldn't have shown you that. You're required to pay $75 by getting an Apple gift card now for the activation, so it can be used to activate the delivery of your winnings package. When will you be getting the card ready for activation? And then he sends me a picture of the box containing my money. He said, just proceed to the nearest store or gas station and purchase for $75 Apple Card. Or do you have Apple Pay? I only have cash because I had to change bank accounts. Are you familiar with Bitcoin? Yes, you can get Bitcoin with cash. So, once again, I send a screenshot that I've made up with instructions to claim the cash. He says, okay, I will let you know once confirmed. So, on the back end of the Bitcoin site, I can see that this guy is trying to access it and he has an IP address in Ogun, Nigeria. But he's not uploading any photos. But then later, a video does get uploaded. Hey. Except this doesn't look like your typical scammer. It looks like a middle-aged woman living in Wisconsin named Linda. She even uploads her driver's license. So I'm thinking, what in the world is happening? What is she doing on this fake Bitcoin site? And where did she get the confirmation code? That's when it hits me that this woman might actually be a mule or a victim herself. The real scammer is in Nigeria, and he's likely convinced her that he's her boyfriend off serving in the military, and he's using her to move money for him. That's my theory anyway, and it's why I'm keeping her face blurred. So I look at her ID, and I search public records, and I think I may have actually found her phone number. So I give her a call to see if I can warn her about what she's mixed up in.
Hello.
Hey, is this Linda?
Yes.
Hey, Linda, my name is Ben. Are you in... Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, are you working with someone right now to redeem some Bitcoin or something?
I am working with someone to redeem a transaction that I didn't do.
Okay, that's interesting. My name is Ben, and I investigate internet scams, and I think he might have you involved in one of them. Is this person a friend of yours or a colleague, or how do you know him?
What do you mean?
This person who's asking you to redeem this transaction, is he a friend of yours?
Redeem a transaction? I have no idea what you're talking about.
You just said that you were trying to redeem a transaction for somebody, right?
No. I am trying to redeem some funds that were stolen out of my account.
Okay. Did he give you a website?
But I'm dealing with a bank.
Did he give you a website to go to?
No.
Do you live at Avenue?
Yeah.
Okay, because you just uploaded your ID to a website, didn't you?
To a...
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who told you to go there?
A friend.
Okay, where does this friend of yours live? Do you know? Because I can tell you, he lives in Nigeria.
You know, if someone had proof that my significant other was actually a scammer living in Nigeria, I'd probably hear him out. But not this lady, I guess. I wrote back to Mr. Bruce and I said, why are you having Linda redeem it? He said, that is the agent received the payment for the activation fee to have your $950,000 cash package delivered to you. Is the money coming from Nigeria? And then he stopped responding after that. Well, that one wasn't as fun, was it? So let's catch another one. But first, the best way to protect yourself from scam texts like this is with Aura, the sponsor of today's video. Scammers are everywhere. They send fake alerts, creepy texts, and even cartel threats like the one that I showed you. And if they get your info, it's not just annoying. It can lead to identity theft, which can ruin your credit, your finances, and your peace of mind. Aura helps with both. It blocks unwanted spam calls and scam texts before they reach you, and it also monitors your personal info on the dark web. If your passwords, social security number, or bank details ever leak, Aura will alert you right away so you can take action. So if you want protection from scams and identity theft, try Aura. And you can get a free 14-day trial at aura.com/pleasantgreen and see if it's right for you and your family. And make sure you use my link so that they know that I sent you. And stay safe and take back your peace of mind with Aura. So since there are no shortage of scammers out there, let's go find another one. I take that picture that Mr. Bruce sent me and I run a reverse image search. And I can see that it's being used on a Facebook page for a U.S. government official named Agent Mary Smith, who looks a lot like Holly Ann Milley, a military spouse. And her bio says, with God, everything is possible. Kindly inbox me to claim your winnings now. And the page is just full of FedEx employees delivering brand new cars and what I can only assume is boxes of cash. Doesn't seem like the best use of our tax dollars, but I decide to kindly message Agent Mary Smith and say I'm ready to claim my winning prize. I then get an automated response that says, kindly give us your full name and address to check if your name is still available on our winning list. I say, Ben Dover. And to my great surprise, she says, your name is available on our winner list. All you need to do now is to activate your winning status so that your package can be approved for delivery on Friday. How much is the winnings? $450,000. Nice. Now you need to pay for activation fees so that your package can approve for delivery immediately. Oh, of course I do. How much? The activation fee is $150. Once you pay for the activation fee, your package will be approved for delivery immediately. And it should be common knowledge that it is against FedEx policy to mail cash, but they're still peddling this lie. She tells me to go get a gift card, but of course she'll accept Bitcoin because all these scammers eventually get paid in Bitcoin. And then I think that I might need to get more creative than I was last time, so I actually design a physical receipt that you might get after visiting a Bitcoin machine. Then I print it out, and then I take a picture like I'm standing in the parking lot. And not to brag, but I think I did a pretty good job because this clown immediately falls for it, and I can see that he's hiding out in Oregon, Nigeria. I think that's how you say it. And he's so excited to claim his money that he falls right into the picture trap. But after he does this, he simply gets an error message, which makes him really mad. He says, why do you make the payment through that website? I said, that's the Bitcoin machine. I don't understand anything about that website. That's why I told you to pay with gift card in the first place. Go back to the machine and print the receipt out. And I thought, okay. So I walk back to my fake Bitcoin ATM, also known as my computer, to print out a receipt. Except the one that prints out looks like this. And then I sent it to him just like he asked. He said, who is this? I said, that is the man who tried to claim the money I sent. No, he must be a scammer, right? He said, do not send any money to him. And I'm like, you gave my code to an evil man. Now how will I get my money back? He says, tell the ATM agent to cancel the payment so they can give you your cash back. Hope you understand me. But I just ask him, why did you give the code to that bad man? He says, I don't know him. And I said, how do I know that you're not really him? He said, I should be asking you that, because I told you I don't know anything about the website you gave me. My account was hacked 2 months ago, but I got it back. Could that really be the issue? And I'm like, what kind of government agent gets their account hacked? And he continued to get flustered, and he finally gave up. And I never revealed my trick, because I want him to go the rest of his life wondering how his face ended up on the receipt of a Bitcoin transaction. I'd like to think that it makes him think twice about ever doing this again, but who knows? At least I had fun playing with these guys. If you ever get a text that looks like one of these, just remember to ignore it or waste their time and tell that person to go find a job. Because if you're clever enough to come up with this crap, then surely you can find something honest to do. I'll see you all later.